Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Brewery Pod, where we go around the UK trying every brewery with a celebrity. And this week, I'm joined by an absolute legend of the industry. It's Pat Sharp. Hello, Pat Sharp.
Hello.
Now, Pat, we've been all around the UK trying out all these breweries. Now, what's your favourite brewery?
I like Shepherd Neame.
Shepherd's Neame. That's the best you can do with every brewery in the UK. Why didn't I call it Pitched Pod? Pitched Pod, where you talk about different breweries that we like.
Or could organise a piss up in a brewery podcast.
Couldn't organise a piss up in the brewery podcast. Yeah, that's quite a good. Yeah, I want to do it now. Pitched Pod. Do you want to be on it?
Yes. Why does everyone put podcast at the end of something? It's obviously a podcast. Nothing else would be called that.
Well, it's weird, isn't it? Do you remember that weird time in history where BBC weren't having none of the podcasts and everything was sold as a free download? It's like the Chris Moore show, free download. It's like, why are you holding on to free download? Just call it a podcast. Come on, BBC. Some things you needed to let go of, but not that.
And now they're making more stuff that they make on the radio, I think, as podcasts. It's all on BBC Sounds now, if you want it. We're not advertising BBC Sounds.
We're just talking about how good BBC Sounds is, but there's no podcast.
Yeah, no.
They're all free downloads.
If we're accidentally advertised by BBC Sounds in the middle, I apologise.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, BBC Sounds. We didn't mean it to happen, but it has.
Let's start the show!
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Let's go!
Hello.
How are you? I'm so good. Tired. I'm trying. I'm really trying. I'm in the middle of like preview season, and Edinburgh's a lot closer than I thought it was.
My idea for this was you'd be up and jolly this week, and then 2 days into Edinburgh next week, you'd be like, "I want to go home. Oh hell!" But you'd like that already. So I don't know how far you're gonna go.
I don't know. It's a weird one because the show's very good. If I don't say so myself, it got a standing ovation last night, and I genuinely felt this is been the best one I've ever done.
What, they all walked out?
They all walked out. They walked out. One guy only got up to tie his laces, which was weird because it's more of a bent over position to do so. But it was just, yeah, it was just a great vibe. Really good vibe. Nice new venue where we're going to do more stuff with. But I got in very late and I'm in my mid-30s now, and late is anything after 10.
It is a little bit. I've left two weddings about 10 o'clock and that's like, oh.
Did it feel late?
Did feel late. But
late's different now, isn't it? Late's not what it used to be. Like when you were young, in your 20s, late was, oh, we got in late, 3 o'clock. Now late is anything. I don't know. If someone said I got in at 11:30 last night, I'd be like, ooh, that's late.
If someone came up to you and said, I went out clubbing last night, I got up at 4 a.m. and then I was at work at 9, you'd be like, no.
I think I'd made it up. I wouldn't believe them. If someone now come to me and they went out clubbing and then in work at 9, I used to do that all the time and be fine and then go out the following night to carry on. But not now. I know. How can you survive on no sleep?
When I've got to get up early, I keep waking up during the night. I don't get any sleep because I'm like, I just don't want to miss the alarm clock. And I thought, you won't miss the alarm clock.
Keep waking up to check it every 5 minutes.
Only if you wake up, the alarm clock goes off, you turn it off and you go back to sleep again. That's the only way you're going to be late.
How many snoozes do you have on it?
Only one.
Only one snooze. That's have you ever been late?
Lots of times. But I don't trust the snooze. I'm like, will it go back on again if I press it again?
Well, yeah. So if you have more snoozes, like if you have 3 or 4 snoozes, you then can have that all. I sometimes set it a bit earlier than I need to wake up to look at it and think, oh, it's still half an hour.
Power nap.
I know it makes no sense. What's a power nap after your big sleep? It's a weird one, isn't it? The old sleeping and getting old. You're listening to Bullshit Podcast, where two men discuss how tired they are. And I don't even have kids yet.
I didn't tell you what else happened on a holiday, which was I was outside a toilet and there were two blokes rapping.
Are we allowed to tell this story? Is this one that I was outside a toilet and I looked for a magical hole and saw the dolphin?
I went into the toilet. They were both smoking weed and I went in and they were rapping. And then I washed my hands and thought, I'm not having this. So I put the hand dryer on to drown them out with their rapping.
Yeah.
And then they came outside and said, hello, mate, can you take a picture of us? So I took a picture of them next to the girls' toilets. And I was like, what is this? And they were still there with their watches and going, yeah, mate, what's like a cool pose? And I said, I don't know. I don't know what a cool pose you could do.
I love everything about this. I love, one, that they asked you what a cool pose was. And two, when you said, I'm not having... What weren't you having? Were you annoyed at the rapping or the weed?
Both. I was annoyed by the toilet as well. It was in Hastings and it was awful.
That toilet... I think I know that toilet. Is it the one that's very 80s based in its design? And there's a horrible Victorian one as well.
Yeah. They had their picture taken and they just went off. And I went, that just happened. They just asked me for a photo next to the toilet. Girls... The ladies' toilets.
Sorry, maybe they just met. Maybe they'd met on an app and they were like, oh, I want to meet someone to rap my favourite tunes with and smoke weed. And went, I'm that guy, meet me in the toilet. You had quite the holiday, didn't you?
I did.
What adventures you must have had on that holiday. That's a sitcom. Trev goes on holiday. Just you on various holidays. Imagine if you went to the Isle of Man, what excitement you would have.
Not going to the Isle of Man just to make a video.
I reckon you should. Come on, it's what the fan wants.
The fan? Yeah, just him on his own. Just him. I like him.
He's doing all right. How is he?
Oh, no, I can't. I was about to say something else, but I can't say that on air.
Oh, man. Well, it's been quite the... Has anything happened in your week, or is it just reminiscing of Coomhaven?
No, nothing else has happened to me this week, but I have been on the river... doing police work in dock patrol.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I've watched this twice, and on both occasions I've fallen asleep. One occasion I fell asleep watching this, and then had a dream that I was in Duck Patrol. So when that part happens, I will go on and tell you what happened as in my dream. And let me tell you,
it was more exciting.
It was more exciting than what happened in Duck Patrol. So I never saw this first time around. Blessing. It starred Richard Wilson, who's one of those people who had a lot of clout in the 90s, didn't he? Mm. If you had Wilson on a sitcom, you were making some serious cheddar cheese. And this, was it his magnum opus? No. So, listener, if you don't know what Duck Patrol is, it's a police-based comedy based on the river with the River Police. That's right. There's such a thing as River Police. Now, I really don't... It kind of had an old Dr. Beecham vibes. Let's do that next week.
We've already done it.
We have done old Dr. Beecham. Oh, that's how long we've been doing this now. Let's do it again. Let's do old Dr. Beecham Returns. The return ticket episode of old Dr. Beecham.
I thought of that other idea of podcast before, which is you do it once and you do it again and you see, then you listen back to what you said the first time. We're like, oh yeah, we said exactly the same things the first time.
I think that could work. I don't want to lie. There's a few that I'd never want to watch again.
Right, you're going to be in Edinburgh. You want to watch old Dr. Beecham. You don't, do you? You want to do a ramble. That's what you want to do.
I won't want to do anything by the time that happens. Like, already just looking at it, thinking, oh.
Are you there the whole month? You're only there for...
Oh, 2.5 weeks. I'm not doing the whole month again. I'm never doing the whole month ever again. Why do I feel you're going to clip that and play it back to me next year? I love it when I'm there. I love it when it's going well. But this, I love the people. I love being part of the comedy world. It's one of my favourite things in the world is the Edinburgh Festival.
My favourite thing in the world is you having the breakdown last year. It's still my favourite episode we've ever done.
It was quite the breakdown. Honestly, when you recorded that, did not have a bloody clue what was going on. And I think looking back, that's one to listen to. Being thrown out of a dog walking park by a dog warden.
No. Yes. David Tennant's in this.
He's not like leaped into full Tennant at this point, has he?
Well, no, he's playing the... I put, at one point, he's playing Pike. That's who he's playing. He's
very much playing Pike. I don't know what this was. And watching it back, when David Tennant was just playing kind of that young juvenile character, it's a very similar character to that young trying to get the girl character but never succeeding. What's his name from Thin Blue Line?
Dingy.
It was very much that. And Dingy. I think I thought that because it was based on the police.
Hang on. This is good podding.
This is great podding. You can tell we both love it.
Well, when you said you'd watched it twice, I thought you must have loved that.
No, genuinely, because I fell asleep and then was too knackered to put it back to the beginning of the episode.
James Dreyfuss, Constable Kevin.
That's the one who took over on My Hero. So Constable Kevin, David Tennant's character, Constable. It was basically, if there was ever to be a movie of Thin Blue Line, this would be it. Where they put him in a scenario. Thin Blue Line would be Duck Patrol. And also, there's a bit of reminiscence at the beginning where the duck ends up on the boat and it's a pyjama case, which made me think, who has a pyjama case now? They were massive. Remember then?
Yeah, but this is the 90s.
They were all the rage. Did you have a pyjama case?
Probably, I think.
My mum had a big Tigger one. And yeah, and recently she was like, you could have that. Big Tigger pyjama case. I was like, I don't want it because it's 2023.
I don't need to hide my pyjamas from people.
Well, I just put mine under my pillow. It's, I know where they are then.
Why have you got to stuff them in a bear? Why?
Why have you got to stuff them? And it's a hassle, isn't it? Where you have to undo it and get it out. And also, like, who are you hiding them from?
That's
a big pyjama thief back then. Like, it went around nicking people. Like, the Tooth Fairy's like, arch nemesis would steal your pyjamas.
People just can't see other people's pyjamas. Like, no, I can't see them. No.
I'm not looking at you in your smalls.
Whee!
Your pyjamas. To the listener, Chris has just shown us his pyjamas, and let's just say he's gone tartan. Right. Is that... Show me him again.
What's wrong with that?
Is that Morrison's tartan?
No.
Yeah, mate, that's Morrison tartan.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. They're from... Where are they from? I think I
Yeah, but that is a Morrison tartan.
Is it? Oh.
It's very close to McDougal, I think.
I know. I've got them for Edinburgh.
Oh, they're nice, man. Like, that is my family's colours.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. You've got the brochure. Is anyone of the Edinburgh Fringe, haven't you?
What, the Argos catalogue?
Yes, the Argos catalogue of comedy. The, what did I used to call it? The Book of Rubbish Puns, basically what it is. Anyway, even if they put jokes in their title, some of them don't. Is any of them online?
What do you mean? The people or the shows?
No, because there's an option you can do in person or online. Are they still? Is anyone
No one's doing online comedy now, are they? It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, but like, could you imagine that?
Do you remember that? Like, what's in the box? Does it make Trevor feel good?
Yeah,
all that nonsense. Like, imagine doing that now when there's actually stuff to go out and see. And also,
it says two people sat on Zoom. No,
yeah, but it's different, isn't it? Because this is still going out. We can't do this live every week. We haven't got the audience for it.
You lot, you go to Edinburgh. I sit at home. I go, right, I'm going to do my Edinburgh show. Then everyone in the world can watch my Edinburgh show.
Well, everyone can still... You can still do that if you wanted.
I could do that. It's a bit late now.
It's not late now. Put it to a vote. Put it on your Facebook. Who would like to see Trev's online spectacular?
I'm thinking maybe a deal like you did once, which was actually have a gig and then... still broadcast it on Zoom. But yeah. I'd actually listen to the people that are on Zoom and just not ignore them like you did.
I didn't ignore them like I did. I spoke to the
I couldn't be asked going to Dover, so I bought a ticket online. He didn't even talk to us once. You're like, hello, people. But I like you, the people in the room, better. That's what you said.
Is it? Well, I did like the people in the room better. You've held on to that, haven't you? Something that happened in 4 years ago. Do you know how hard it was to work that as well? Because it was... It was a very audience participation-led show, that. And trying to do it with the audience was fine, but then realising every 5 minutes there was about 60 people on a webcam.
Yeah.
It was just like, why is he not looking at us? I did join in with you.
Yeah, my highlight was when you picked the camera up at the end and turned it off. And there's people from the Laughing Horse going, Adam, Adam, Adam. he's turned it off. He's turned it off.
Yeah. And can I just say, after all of that, they still let me back. And Alex, we think you're great. You're a legend. I'm not good with technology either. I think that's why I hate it. It needs to be in person.
Jason Watkins is in this.
Yes. Who's Jason Watkins?
He's the one who's having an affair with Jan.
Oh, yeah. What's his name from Being Human? Yeah, when they went past and they're like, oh, what are you doing? It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You shouldn't be doing that. It was very kind of carry on the affair. Howard. Oh, Marina. Marina.
Oh, it was.
I fucking hated Last of the Summer Wine.
Let's do it next week.
Let's do Last of the Summer Wine. That went on too long. Did you know the most annoying thing of Last of the Summer Wine is? One, it was also one of those shows where, it's the end of the weekend, I'm going to bed. But also, they tried to bring it back with the characters as a young man called First of the Summer Wine.
Yes, and I do remember that.
Why? It is one of those where it's so based in like being like old-timey and everything. It's like doing the Flintstones and then putting it in the modern day. Well, that is the Jetsons, I realised halfway through that. And it did work very well. Right, moving on.
What I don't like about Last of Summer Wine, and a little bit of Opener Hours, but Ronnie Barker and David Jason are geniuses, is that even though it was set in the 70s, everyone still calls everybody Mrs. Like, oh, yeah. Mrs. Featherstone. And like, you don't know. Maybe up north they still do that. But I don't think they even do that up north anymore, where you just call everyone by their first name. You're not teachers. Anyway.
I quite like the name. Would you appreciate that if you hit a certain age and everyone would be like, oh, Mr. Barnes.
No, be going, no, my name's Trev.
I get it in the day job as well, where no one calls me Mr. Jones, but a lot of people have taken to calling me Mr. Adam.
Mr. Adam, that's right.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Adam. Mr. Adam, I have a problem. Yes, you do. You keep calling me Mr. Adam.
David Tennant's love interest is Samantha Beckinsale, and I can't work out if that's the bloke from Porridge's sister or daughter. I think it might be.
He was taken too young, bless him.
Don't know if that was him or not. I should have done
this. I don't think it was.
Should have done this before we started recording. Sam Beckinsale. It is her daughter.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Richard Beckinsale's daughter. I didn't think it.
Did both of his kids go into acting then?
Yeah, it was Kate Beckinsale, wasn't it? And
famous for Underworld movies.
What's wrong with Underworld?
Nothing. The first one's all right.
I watched Oppenheimer the other day. It's all right. It goes on a bit. It's 3 hours long.
You're not a fan of Oppenheimer?
It was good.
What's the explosion like?
It's a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler, is it? It's like going to see Titanic and going, the boat sinks.
No, the explosion, it happens, but it all goes quiet for a bit. And then you could just hear... watch his face breathing, and then it goes boom. It's because everyone's thinking, oh, it's going to be really big, and then it's not really big.
So it goes quiet, then boom.
Yeah, that's basically what.
Okay, I would have. Did you not like it?
Florence Pugh's in it, getting naked, which I wasn't prepared for.
I'll take a ticket, please.
So they're reading the horoscopes, and he said, "Why are you reading them all just to suit yourself?"
I quite like the idea of that.
This reader will just decide which one suits you.
Are you a fan of the horoscopes? Do you live your life by horoscopes?
No, because they're every day is, oh, you're going to meet someone new. It's like, I'm very happy with my girlfriend that I've got. I don't need another one, thank you very much. Or wife.
Well, I don't think it's always about love interest. I think sometimes you can watch it.
It is. Mystic Meg was every day. You're going to find someone there.
You're going to find happiness with a new love. I always remember that in Simpsons. Like, we're out of them new wife cookies. Open up the stick with your wife barrel.
So someone throws a dog. I thought they threw a dog, and then they literally had thrown a dog.
Yeah, I thought that. With that bloke who later went on to be in EastEnders.
Yeah. Sue Johnson runs the bar. David can't get a date. What is going on? David Tennant cannot get a date.
David Tennant there couldn't get a date, but he wasn't David Tennant yet.
Yes, he was. He was.
It's like that quote from Oprah got fired from television because she won an Oprah, damn it.
Well, are you suggesting he's still David Tennant who was dressed up as a lady in Rabsy Nesbitt? David Tennant. He's not Dr. Tennant.
He was Tennant. He's yet to be Super Tennant.
The only joke that made me laugh was they talked about Richard Wilson's girlfriend and he said, "How dare you accuse me of love?"
I like that.
That was the only
one. David Tennant was just Victor Meldrew, who had got a job in this.
David Tennant was Victor Meldrew?
No.
You mean Richard Wilson was
Richard Wilson was based on Victor Meldrew, but on a boat.
It was.
Also, so it's almost 1 foot in the grave if he hadn't have got sacked.
Yeah, it could have been.
It was just like a parallel universe where he wakes up.
He's left Margaret. He's gone and lived with Sue Johnson. What annoyed me the most was there wasn't many ducks in it. Real ducks.
The duck I saw as well was a pyjama case, obviously. But yeah, no real ducks in something called Duck Patrol. I thought it was a prequel to Paw Patrol, where the ducks realised that things were changing and get mauled by a load of dogs who steal their technical equipment.
And then later on, David Tennant will be in... DuckTales. He loves a show with a duck in it.
He loves a duck, doesn't he? Have you watched the new DuckTales?
No, but I've heard.
Woo!
I've heard good things.
Listener, if you like 90s nostalgia, and everyone who watches this knows that Tailspin was one of my favourite shows of the 90s. There is an episode with Kit from Tailspin in a crossover episode where he turns up as an old bear, and yeah, it's brilliant.
Why is Richard Wilson called Prof?
I don't know.
He had a character name, but everyone kept calling him Prof for some reason.
It's a good character name.
Mrs.
Woo.
Cartway has now got a boat. She didn't even look at the bloke from EastEnders, but then after she's picked him up, she's like, oh, I like him. Oh, I'm going to give him some flowers. I was like, what? At the bit of the end, you haven't seen where did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep on the boat bit, and at this point, I was in Duck Patrol, right? And I started my first day. Now, it was one of those things where I knew it was a sitcom, but it was real. And all the other police people had boats, but they gave me a narrow boat. And we were chasing like a criminal down the River Thames in their speedboats. But I had a narrow boat, but it was really fast. And it was going really fast down there. We were about to get the criminal who had just stolen the crown jewels. And the other police were surrounding and go, Adam, we need backup. And I was like, right, I'm coming in. And my narrow boat went really, really fast. But I misjudged it because I'm dyspraxic. I went in the side of one of the sightseeing tours.
How are you dyspraxic in your dreams still?
How are you all up? It's like when I'm asleep, it's perfectly fine. I'm normal. Everything's coordinated, joined up writing, dancing the cha-cha. But then, so they got surrounded it and I sped up really fast and I went into the side of a sightseeing boat and then I heard someone go, oh no, there's a leak. And it started to go into like the Thames and like one person like started drowning and I went to help them and then another person started drowning and then too many people started drowning and people just can't fall into the bottom of the like the Thames. And at that point, Richard Wilson said, oh, you're not cut out for this. And then I woke up.
How did you write a better episode of Duck Patrol than they wrote in the 90s?
Because I am living on fumes at this moment in time.
Well, the ending was weird because there's been some ruckus on a big boat. So they go to the big boat and you think they're going to have a fight. And then all Richard Wilson does is walk up and ask for a drink. And that's the end of the show. That's it. And then at the end, they walk off the boat and there's a little bit of dialogue afterwards. And then it turns out that Mrs. Cartway is in a boat trying to chase them, in a canoe trying to chase them. That's the end of it. That's not an ending to a sitcom.
It weren't great.
That's not, how'd they dig a hole? How'd they make two holes? They dug another, oh no, shit, that's not what it is. What do they do? What do they do with the other soil? They stuck it down the other hole. They dug another hole and they stuck it down there. That is a brilliant line that and just finishing with this, have a drink.
Are you saying Porridge was a superior sitcom?
I am. I would even say that the remake that they made a few years ago would outdo this.
And that's saying something. And that really is saying something. That remake. I just don't get it. Like when people do that, where they're trying to make it in the, he's making something in the style of it, so it looks like it, and like the dialogue. But it was just done where they dumbed it down, and that was the joy of like Porridge. It was never dumbed down, and it's the same with Running Fools and Horses. It was very much of the time. They didn't hold anything back on it, and I think yeah, it really annoyed me that Porridge remake. I'd say Going Straight was better than this as well.
So how many ducks would you give this?
I'll give it 2 quaps. I thought it was...
two quaps
for this. And I think that's pushing it.
You do know I don't write these scores down anymore. I'm just giving up.
Have you just given up? What if someone wants to know how we've reviewed and preserved 90s, 80s, and indeed noughties television? They can't even look back.
It's got mental. We had loads of 90s. We've got like 20 from the 2000s. And now we've got... Yeah. What did we watch last week? We had...
Don't Scare the Hair, which...
Four rabbits for Don't Scare the Hair.
I say we just do a nice collage and release it as a Christmas jumper.
Graham was quite relieved that I covered you, both of you up in that picture.
Was he?
Yes.
What was his exact words on it? I don't want to be topless on a podcast.
Yeah, basically. I said, well, you shouldn't have taken the picture then, should you? So let's...
Lock
it
in.
How dare you accuse me of love? Bing, bing.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. And if you've enjoyed this episode, why not hit that subscribe button? Please. But even if you're not going to listen to it, just subscribe, please. Like I know like a few of you think you're dipping in and out. Like just know when it's back. We're doing this for you, listener.
Just download it. You don't have to listen to it. But if you are listening to it, you have to listen to this bit to hear us say, just download it. But this doesn't work, does it?
Next week, Edinburgh Ramble. Shall I get some special guests?
Yeah. Who?
I don't know who I'm ever with when the call comes.
And on that bombshell, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.